This is Jim Hobgood, my sidekick Frank Maloney, and also Michael Tusky is with us. We are going to go to the play of the game here momentarily, but I also want to remind everybody that after the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Chris Horn, recruiting analyst for thesaber.com, so he'll give us all the insight and lowdown on Virginia's current verbal commitments and anybody else that might be leaning toward Virginia. But in the meantime, the play of the game is brought to you by our friends at LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, and I'm sorry, LeClaire Ryan. I'll
there
get that
go.
Out right.
Well, you know, done.
LeClaire Ryan, indeed, LeClaire Ryan. So here's Frank with the play of the game.
We've chosen the men's soccer team's fine play in the preseason exhibition win last weekend versus George Mason University. In the second half of the game, the score was tied 1-1 when UVA's R.A. Demas served a ball deep into the penalty box, and he found Will Bates leaping high and wide open. Bates is from Chester, Virginia. He put the header away to the top left corner in the 73rd minute to give the Cavaliers the win. The number 2 ranked defending national champion Cavaliers have finished the preseason at 3-0, and they are now preparing to play UAB on Friday at Klockner Stadium at 8 p.m., which leads us to our first appearance from none other than our research analyst, intrepid reporter, superstar intern, Michael Tusky.
And UVA grad.
Great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me. As Frank mentioned before the game versus UAB at Klockner Stadium this Friday at 8 p.m., they will raise the 2009 National Championship flag at Klockner Stadium. The flag will join those from 1989, 91, 92, 93, and 94. Pretty impressive. They will also host St. John's on Sunday at 3 p.m. This year, the National Soccer Coaches Association has ranked the UVA men's soccer team number 2 in the preseason poll, which is the highest preseason ranking since 2002. The Akron Zips, who UVA defeated in last year's NCAA title game, are ranked number 1. Some ACC teams of note are Wake Forest, ranked number 3, Carolina, ranked number 4, Maryland, number 6, Duke, ranked number 11, and Boston College, ranked number 12. NC State also received votes. The ACC coaches, ironically, picked UVA to finish third in the ACC behind UNC at number 1 and Maryland at number 2.
Hold the phone. You telling me that the defending national champions, who are seated 9th by the National Soccer Coaches Association, aren't even seated first in the ACC?
They are picked 3rd.
How about the lack of respect by those ACC coaches?
It's not how you drive, it's how you arrive.
That's right. Very good. Very good.
That's a golf analogy, but nevertheless.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about that big event up at Klockner Stadium on Friday night.
Well, they will be raising the flag to recognize last year's national championship team before the game.
It'll be pretty exciting. I think they have some giveaway prizes and so forth, and some special ticket pricing, for high school kids and so forth. So that's pretty exciting.
And you know me, I love soccer to death.
I know.
You know that.
You didn't miss a World Cup game this summer, did you?
My hope is our LeClaire Ryan, I'll get that out right this time, play of the game next week will relate to a football game. Not soccer football, but American football.
Depends. All right, take it away, Michael.
And also on Friday night, the women's soccer team will be hosting U of R, just like the football team, at 5:30 p.m. at Klockner Stadium. They're currently ranked 7th in the nation and are 3-0-1. An interesting local note, Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School returns this year as the starting goalie. So far, she has posted 3 shutouts this season. Pretty impressive.
She had a huge year last year and was one of the reasons Virginia was a competitive team.
The women's field hockey team comes up and hosts Old Dominion at 1 p.m. Sunday on the turf field right there by University Hall. They play Northwestern on Monday at 3 p.m. The women's volleyball team has 2 local athletes on the roster, A.J. Cushman, a senior from James River High School, and Mallory Wooldridge, a freshman from Deep Run. They next play on Friday versus North Florida at 1 p.m. at Memorial Gymnasium. They then play again versus Liberty at 7 p.m. Friday night, and finish the weekend up with George Washington on Saturday at 3 p.m.
So that's plenty of volleyball, field hockey, soccer galore all day Friday. So, Jim, I bet you did know this, but UVA currently in all sports is undefeated.
Is that right?
Right now, UVA is still undefeated. Now,
let's
I know
see
it's
what
early.
That looks like after this weekend.
Hopefully they'll still be undefeated after the weekend.
Well, particularly with what goes on in Scott Stadium on Saturday evening.
Very good point. All right. Anything else, Michael?
That's it.
All right. We're looking forward to a visit from our friend Chris Horn, the recruiting expert at thesaber.com. Chris told me he's been with the Saber now since 2003. So we're looking forward to his feedback.
And he's a local guy, right?
Right.
He lives in the metropolitan area?
Yeah, he's based in Chesterfield, and he does an outstanding job of tracking, particularly in-state recruits, whoever's recruiting them. So looking forward to bring him on. I guess we're going to head on to our break here at the top of the hour. And
Well, we're not quite there yet, are we?
We've still got a little bit of time.
Got a little time.
Good.
Got a little more soccer time here.
And I think what we're going to do is we're going to look at the football game itself. And Jim,
well, I would say one thing, and Frank Quayle kind of mentioned this, and it shows I was paying attention to basketball, I guess, back in 2008. But, you know, he talked about Mark Verica, ranked first in ACC completion percentage, had a streak of six games in 2008 where he threw for 200 yards or more, matching a program record by Matt Schaub, not too shabby there, and actually threw for 2,037 yards in 2008. So, you know, I mean, some people might think, well, you know, Verica is a fifth-year senior but hasn't had that much experience, but he actually has had some quality playing time in the past. And he is very much a student of the game, as has been referenced by Coach Reed and others.
Absolutely. And I feel, what we can do now is I think we could play the Verica tape. I think we've got some an audio clip from Mark Verica, thanks to our good friend Chris Wright. We're going to bring it to you in a second. It's interesting, Bill Lazor today, our offensive coordinator for UVA, was talking about the importance of the running backs, and exciting. He's very excited about the skill sets that Perry Jones, as well as Reynard Horn and Dominique Wallace and all the guys bring to the table. But I think what he's really excited about and anticipating is he's looking for the calm, steady leadership from Verica. They've seen good decision-making this summer in the three scrimmages. I think they sense that Verica is ready to take advantage of this opportunity and lead Virginia possibly to a 6-win or 7-win season.
Well, you and I have talked about this before, but I was at Operation Football down in Greensboro at the end of July. Verica was one of two Hoos that was down there. Rozai Dowling was the other. But I was just unbelievably impressed by Mark Verica as a young man. Very, very smart kid. Already graduated in economics as fifth-year senior. I think he's exactly the kind of leader that the Virginia football team needs. We're going to go to the top of the hour break. Don't forget, we'll have that Verica clip in the next 30 minutes, as well as Chris Horn.